New York Theaters to Hold 24-Hour Reading of Mueller Report. By Penny Starr on June 1, 2019. A group of New York City theater companies is set to hold a 24-hour reading of the Mueller Report this weekend at an event called Filibustered and Unfiltered, America Reads the Mueller Report. The theater company hosting the event described it thusly. Beginning at 8 p.m. on Saturday, June 1 and continuing for 24 hours through Sunday, June 2, we the people, American citizens of all ages, backgrounds, and political persuasions will read aloud and listen to the entire redacted Mueller Report, filibustered and unfiltered. America Reads the Mueller Report, presented by DMNDR, New Neighborhood, and Slightly Altered States, will take place at the ARC, 36th Street, in Long Island City, Queens, one of the most diverse communities in the United States and the birthplace of President Trump. The event is the brainchild of director Jackson Gay, according to the New York Times. The purpose of the politically charged project is to offer the audience a voice. It's not meant to be a performance, Gay said. It's meant to be a bunch of people coming together and finding their voice. We shouldn't just sit back on our couches and let other people tell us what to think. It's really just about our responsibility as American citizens to read this thing that we paid for, Gay said. More than 100 people will be volunteer readers, the paper reported, and the event will also include music and special guests. The recipients of the proceeds from the event reveal the political nature of the staging, with the left-wing groups Raices Texas and CARA Family Detention Pro Bono Project as beneficiaries. Robert Mueller addressed the nation on Wednesday and offered some clarity about the Justice Department investigation into whether Trump or members of his campaign conspired with the Russian government to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Though most of what the former FBI director said sounded similar to the conclusion he laid out in his final report last month. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.